Zebrafish could hold clues to helping us repair our eyesight. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Travis Bailey, assistant professor of biology at SUNY Geneseo, examines how zebrafish repair their eyes and what we can learn to benefit ourselves in the future.
The National Eye Institute estimates that the number of people affected by eye diseases, such as age-related macular degeneration, will increase dramatically by the year 2050. Many of these disorders result in the breakdown of the retina, which contains photoreceptor neurons that detect light and help move that information to the brain. Unfortunately, humans are not able to regenerate damaged photoreceptors, which can cause permanent vision loss. However, zebrafish, commonly found in pet stores, can. We're working in our lab to determine the complex process that allows the regeneration of zebrafish retinal cells. This, in turn, could eventually help us to develop strategies to benefit humans. Adult stem cells in eyes, called Müller glial cells, produce many daughter cells and regenerate damaged photoreceptor cells in zebrafish. And we're studying these stem cells using molecular techniques to understand the function of many genes that potentially control them and to see which gene networks are needed to regenerate the retina. By doing so, we find clues on how the glial stem cells respond to the multiple signals that direct regeneration. One or more of these signaling mechanisms is ineffective in humans. Because the genes in the retina of zebrafish are so similar to ours, an understanding of the differences in such signaling between humans and zebrafish could help us develop strategies to help our retina regenerate. Finding therapies to regenerate human retinal neurons could also lead to advances in other neuroregenerative medicine applications, such as brain injury therapies.
That was Travis Bailey of SUNY Geneseo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.